Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's 3.3 kilometres long. It'll cost over 13 billion euro and has already been beset by concerns around the mafia and migratory birds. Italy has approved the construction of what will be the world's longest single-span bridge linking Sicily to the mainland. It's also faced stiff opposition from those who question the wisdom of building such a large-scale project in an earthquake zone. Well, I'm joined on the line now by Nick Squires from Rome with more on this. Nick, good morning to you.
Good morning. Hello.
It was signed off, was it this week, by the Italian government, and Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni made it a priority. Can you tell us first about the political aspirations around the project and how long it's been discussed?
That's right. It was signed off yesterday by Matteo Salvini, who's a deputy prime minister. This is a vision that has been talked about really way back to ancient Roman times, when the Romans talked about having a sort of pontoon across the Strait of Messina. In the modern era, it's been at least 50 years that successive Italian governments have discussed building this bridge. Silvio Berlusconi, who people will remember for all sorts of reasons.
How could we forget him?
Indeed. He was very keen on it. It didn't come to anything during his three terms as prime minister. But now Giorgia Meloni is head of the centre-right, right-wing coalition government in Italy, has said that, yes, it will finally come to fruition. The details were announced yesterday. As you say, 13.5 billion euros. It's to be completed, they say, by 2032 or perhaps 2033. It's a massive, massive engineering project. Salvini, the deputy prime minister, says it will be the biggest construction project in the West. It will be two miles long, this suspension bridge, and it will be held up by two towers, both of which will be 1,300 feet high. So a truly colossal endeavour.
Has there been political consensus on this as far as the merits of building it go?
No, not at all. I mean, as soon as it was announced yesterday, opposition parties were saying that, well, they were objecting on a number of levels. They're saying it's going to be a huge waste of money, that it will be a black hole into which billions of euros of public funds will sink. There's a number of objections on practical grounds. One is that it will be built in a seismically active zone. And there was an earthquake back in 1908, the Messina earthquake, which was hugely devastating. It led to the deaths of about 80,000 people at the time.
And that's the city of Messina, which is the nearest point in Sicily to the toe of Italy, so to speak, where this bridge will begin on the Sicilian side.
Exactly, yeah. So it goes from the Sicilian town of Messina, after which the strait is named Messina Strait, and it crosses over to the Calabrian coast. One of the other objections, of course, is that these two regions, Calabria and Sicily, are strongholds of two of the most powerful organized crime organizations in Italy. In Calabria, you have the 'Ndrangheta mafia. They make billions a year through cocaine trafficking and various other crimes. And in Sicily, of course, you have Cosa Nostra, perhaps the best known mafia organization in the world. So there are those concerns that the mafia will get their sticky hands into contracts and will skim off a great deal of money. And then critics also saying, look, these are two of the poorest regions, not just in Italy, but in the whole of Europe. And 13.5 billion euros would go a hell of a long way towards improving basic stuff like schools, hospitals, potholed roads, slow train services, inadequate public services. They're saying, don't put the money into this white elephant of a project. Put it into more practical, immediate services that people need.
In terms of the people who are in favour of it, the traffic that this could bring in and out of Sicily, is this the selling point that people say the connectivity between Sicily and the mainland would be a game changer for? Is it industry and employment on the island or tourism as well? How are those arguments that you've just outlined against it being countered by proponents?
Yes, exactly. All of those things. Supporters say, look, we've got an incredibly archaic system at the moment. So if you take a train, for instance, from Rome down to the toe of the Italian boot, down to the deepest south of Calabria, that train is then transferred laboriously, carriage by carriage, onto a ferry. And the ferry sort of trundles across the Strait of Messina to the town of Messina. The carriages come off the boat and back onto the railway line. It takes a couple of hours. It often happens in the middle of the night if you're taking a sleeper train and you're woken up by the noise of it. Equally with cars having to get onto ferries, it's very time consuming. Proponents and government ministers say those times will be drastically reduced. I think it'll be like a 10-minute car crossing, something like that. There'll be two railway lines carried by the bridge. There'll be three lanes of traffic either side of the railway lines. And there's also the government's put forward a strategic reason for this bridge. Italy, like most European countries, is under pressure from the Trump administration to massively increase its defense spending. And the Meloni government has said that it claims that this has a strategic element, this bridge, because it would enable NATO forces to get troops and vehicles and resources to Sicily, which is, you know, the southern flank of NATO. So they're very much hoping to count the 13.5 billion euros as part of their defense spending. And that will bump up what is at the moment a fairly pitifully low defense spending as percentage of GDP.
And on the seismic activity, people will be familiar with the eruption of Mount Etna. You've already mentioned the earthquake. What's the counter to that? Are they pointing towards things like the Oakland and Golden Gate bridges around San Francisco to say it can be done if the build is right?
I think that's exactly the argument. Yeah. The construction consortium behind this project is saying, look, bridges are now built in seismically active zones around the world. They've cited the examples of Japan, California, Turkey. They're saying that with modern technology, you can build suspension bridges that are able to withstand any potential earthquake, seismic tremor. And that modern technology means that we can address these concerns. Critics are not convinced. They still think that it's fraught with difficulties at all sorts of levels.
All right. Nick Squires, Rome correspondent with The Telegraph. Thanks very much for joining us on that. I'm sure there are listeners out there thinking 13.5 billion, cheap at the price by comparison to some of the infrastructure projects here. Coming up, the best of TV to tune into for the month ahead.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.